Hello, this is Pastor Tom Pickens of Antelope Valley Christian Center, and you are listening to The Word of Victory. If God said it, then forget everybody and everything else. Because the bottom line is that what we have to be concerned with is what God said. Amen. You know, first of all, what God said in His Word, and then what God says to you personally, because you understand that God will speak to you in a personal way. That's what's called the rhema of God. The rhema of God is the word spoken to you. When you hear minister the word, you need to get open to receive the word, but then there's something that God perhaps wants to speak directly to you, and He'll make that rhema to you. It's a personal, direct message to you. Now, the word is for everybody, but when this is the logos, as it is written on the pages, it's the logos. But when I speak the word out to you and you have an understanding of that word and you receive it, then it becomes rhema to you. Rhema means that it is a personal, direct message to you, that you receive it as God is speaking it directly to you and not in a general sense. Amen? And so when God shares something with us, whether it is a vision or a dream or whether it is a goal or whether it is to give you direction in some area of your life, and you know that that's God speaking to me. You guys do know and you are aware of the fact that God will and can speak to you. Amen. And, you know, some people kind of make fun of that and say, you mean the God of all the universe can speak to us? And I said, yes. Absolutely, because He made me, and He lives on the inside of me. And if His Spirit is on the inside of me, then certainly He can contact me. Amen? So God can speak to me. God knows my thoughts before I know that I'm thinking the thoughts. He knows the very intentions of the thoughts that I'm thinking. In other words, God knows the intent of my heart. Before I even speak the words, He knows the intent of what I'm saying. See? And so it's important that we understand that God gives us directions, God gives us visions, God gives us dreams, God gives us insight, and we are to receive that as being from the Lord. I can recall the earlier times of my relationship with the Lord. I would be praying, and I would, you know, inside of me, it's like this voice starts talking to me, and I'm like, wow, you know, and it's the Lord, I would say the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, because God uses the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And so the Holy Spirit would just begin to share things with me, and actually, He's telling me things about my future, about the ministry, and about what I'm going to do, and where I'm going to go, and things of that nature. Are there times when I would be praying in the Holy Spirit in my prayer time in the mornings, and then all of a sudden I would notice I'm just praying in my prayer language, and my tongue would change, and I would begin to speak in diverse kinds of tongues. That's one of the gifts of the Spirit that's located in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Y'all are familiar with that? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it talks about the nine gifts of the Spirit. And one of those nine gifts is diverse tongues, which means that the diverse tongues is different from your regular prayer tongue. And I started speaking, and I knew that it was the Spirit of God that I was speaking by. And then after I had spoken in the diverse kinds of tongues, then I heard the Spirit of God was giving me the interpretation to it. And I began to speak it, and it was personal. It was God speaking to me and telling me what He was going to do and what He had planned and what my future was going to be. And I tell you, my friend, that was back in like 1975. And since that time, everything that God said has come to pass. Amen. And so God, if God said it, now what if I had said, I don't know if that's really God. Maybe that's my mind. And what if I had gone out and shared it with other people? That's why you have to be careful who you share things with. You know, when God tells you something and you know that that's the voice of God, you need to kind of keep some things to yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, unless you're going to share it with your wife or your husband or somebody like that, somebody that's, you know, that's going to encourage you, but somebody that's going to say, oh, yeah, God spoke to you, oh, do-do-do-do-do, you know, something like that, you know, then you don't want to talk to anybody like that. You don't want to talk to anyone that you suspect will tear your dream down or that will try to dissuade you to the fact that God spoke to you. Amen. Now, you say, well, somebody said, well, how do you know it's God? How do you know that maybe that's not God? You know, well, the thing about it is that over a period of time, you learn how to discern between the voice that is not God and the voice that is God. And the way you do that is by fellowshipping with the Lord. As you fellowship with the Lord in prayer, in your prayer time, and as you pray in the Holy Spirit, you will get to the point where you exercise your own spirit well enough to know that this is God speaking to me. Number one, God will never violate his word. God will never tell you something in your heart that you cannot substantiate in the word. So that's the first test case right there. You know, does it go against the word? If somebody comes to me and someone says, well, you know, God told me that I'm going to go to Mars next week. You know, well, really? You're going to go to Mars next week? Well, yeah. And you say, God told you that? Yeah. What did you drink before you went to bed? You know, that's my next question. You know, but really, no, God didn't tell you that. Number one, you can't find that in the word. God's not telling anybody he's going to send him to the moon, you know, or Mars. See, but God will speak to us and he will communicate with us via the Holy Spirit in our hearts or in our spirits. And that's what you have to go by. You have to stand on that. And you will discover that as you stand on what God told you, that God's track record will always be 100% in your life. Amen? So if God said it, say this with me. If God said it, then forget everybody and everything else. And just go with what God said. Amen? And number one, it's not going to violate the word. Amen. So you'll have a good feeling about it in your heart. And if it's God, and if it's not God, then you should know that that is not God. Amen. See, and so I've learned to, you know, the Bible says try the spirits and see if they're of God, you know, or test the spirits. And so I have learned to just wait. I have learned to even there sometimes, you know, I would say, Lord, I'd like a confirmation on that, you know. And it's not like asking God for doing a fleece. It's just like saying, you know, I mean, you can ask God for a confirmation, you know, and many times he'll give you a confirmation. Amen. Somebody walk up to you, you know, somebody prophesy to you, well, the Lord, thus saith the Lord, you know, go to Texas. You know, well, definitely, I'm going to say the Lord's got to speak to me about that. You know, I need a confirmation on that, and I need it from the Holy Ghost. I need to have that from on the inside of me because I'm not packing up and going to Texas because somebody prophesied over me. Because there are folks that call themselves prophets that are not prophets. Amen. And if they knew the true meaning of a prophet and position of a prophet, I don't think they'd want to be a prophet. I don't think they'd volunteer for that position. In the Old Testament, if you called yourself a prophet and you prophesied something and it didn't come to pass, they would stone you to death. They would kill you, you know. And that was the penalty of being a false prophet. So if you want to carry that title of prophet, you better think twice. Amen. And so I thank God that God communicates with us in our spirits because I don't have to wait around for somebody to tell me what to do. I can go to God. God is all wisdom. God is all powerful. He's all wisdom, and he's all knowing. So, you know, I don't have to depend on you. I mean, you know, thank God for you. And you don't have to depend on me because that's what my job is, to teach you so that you can learn to depend on the Lord. Amen. And so, you know, 2 o'clock a.m., you know, you don't have to come calling on Pastor Tom to answer a question because you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And I have taught you over a period of time how to exercise your ability to listen to the Holy Spirit, because that's the way I do it. I listen to the Holy Spirit, you know, and I get before the Lord in prayer, and I'll pray, and I'll even have a praise service in my own by myself, you know, have a praise service and just commune with the Father God. So God has power, and we need to talk about the power of God's word. If God said it, then there's enough power in that word to make it come to pass. Somebody has said that one word spoken from God can change the course of your life for the rest of your life. Just one word. There's enough power in the word of God that all he's got to say is one word, and it will cause your life to be changed forever. That's a lot of power, brother. Amen. And so, you know, it's like in Genesis, you know, he steps out there in Genesis. He said, let there be light. And what? There was light. Everything God said, he used his words to say it with. God wasn't concerned about anything. He just said, let there be light. He believed his word. Now, if we're going to get anywhere with God, we have to believe his word. Somebody said, well, I believe the word of God. Yeah, but you'll speak the word of God. And then on the very next minute, your actions tell us that you really didn't believe what you said. Your actions dictate that you are in doubt. So you cannot doubt the word of God. You have to just stretch yourself out. You have to come to, and we all will come to that point in our lives where we will say, Lord, I've done it my way so many times, and I've trusted in my own self. Now, Lord, I'm just going to stretch myself out on your word and what you said, and you will discover that there's enough power in the word of God to take you and to make you what he wants you to be. Amen. But you've got to believe that. You got to say it, and then you've just got to trust in him. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11, he says that his word, when he sends his word out, his word will not return what? He says, my word will not return void, but my words will accomplish that for which I sent it. And so I've always taken a position down through life that when God speaks to me about something, you know, if anyone else says anything contrary to that, then I'm just going to forget what they say. I don't care who they are. I have to have the confidence in the word of God. I have to trust that there's enough power in that word that whatever God told me to do, then praise God, it will come to pass if I believe it. I don't care who doesn't believe it. That's all right. Did God tell you? Then that's what you have to be concerned with. I cannot be concerned with what everyone in the church is saying that I should do or I shouldn't do or whatever. As pastor, I have got to listen to God. And then I have got to do what God tells me to do. But what if half of the members don't want you to do that? Well, number one, if half of the members of the church don't want me to do something, that means that they ain't been around me long enough. They don't know what the vision is of the ministry. Because if you've been with the ministry long enough, then the pastor and the half of the church, or the whole church, amen, ought to be on the same page. Isn't that right? So I say, what you said, Lord, I'm going to do that, and I believe that, praise God. And what God tells you in your individual life, God comes into your life to make things better for you, not worse. Not worse. If you follow the word of God, your life will be better. Somebody say, yeah, but it seems like somebody else is, you know, they're not even a Christian. And it seems like they're doing better than I am. It just seems they're doing all sort of things. And it looks like they're being blessed. Well, you know, what about that? That's on them. I don't have anything to do with that. You don't have anything to do with that. What your responsibility is to believe what God has told you in his word. And to trust the word that he's spoken to you in your heart. Amen. And if you doubt it, then that means that you're looking at what somebody else is doing. Amen. I remember this one young lady when I was a assistant pastor at Crenshaw. You know, I was counseling with her, and she told me, she said, I don't understand it. She said, I have a girlfriend, and she's a Christian. And but, you know, she has a boyfriend. Actually, it's her sugar daddy. You know, and he has her up in an apartment, and he takes care of her. He gives her money, and you know, she does what she wants to do, you know, with her life and all that. But she's a Christian. Well, here's the thing about it. There are Christians, and then there are Christians. All right? You know, so here's what you got to do. You can't look at her. You can't go by. You can't. No, what has God told you? What rhema has God given you? Then you need to forget about everything else and about what everybody else says. Yeah, but it looks like she's doing fine. She's having fun and this, that, and the other. I'm saying, you know what? Here's the thing about it. It looks like she's getting ahead of you. But you know what? If she's a Christian, if she really believes God, she cannot live like that. She can't. Because, see, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a new spirit. And at some point, at some time, whatever you have been baptized with, it has to begin to emanate outside of you. Whatever is in you will come out of you. And so I always tell people, you know, it's like the bicycles. You guys got me a bicycle for my birthday. I've been riding it too, boy. And you know, you can throw that baby in a low gear, and it's hard. It's hard to turn. But guess what? It looks like you're going slow. But my friend, let me tell you what, you're in a different gear than she is. And she's over there, it looks like she's got, you know, she's in a higher, she's going, oh boy, she's having fun. Ooh, I'm a Christian and I can do anything I want to do. I got guys taking care of me and all this kind of stuff. Look like she's getting somewhere. But you know what? Actually, she's not. She's falling behind. Because the person over here that's taking their time and doing the word of God, they're in the low gear. And guess what? This guy's going, he's actually going to go faster. He'll get there quicker. I'll tell you, that's the truth. You ever rode a bike that has several speeds on it? Amen? And so you can't go by what somebody else says. You can't go by what it looked like. Those looks are deceiving. If you go by what it looked like, you're going to be bouncing around like a ping pong ball all your life. You just got to be steady and consistent with the word of God. And so God said that his word would not return void. So that really goes to the accuracy of the word of God. How accurate is God's word? Well, God's word is very accurate. Amen. And he has a good track record of success. So I would rather believe what God said than believe what you say. I love you. Amen. But I'd rather take God at his word than to take you at your word. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says that his word is powerful. His word is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. In other words, what he's saying is that the word of God will cut both ways. See? And the word of God is the discerner of the very intent of the heart, the thoughts and intent of the heart. So, you know, the word of God is so powerful that it will separate. Many of you wonder, why is it that my relatives run from me when they see me coming? Why is it that, they don't want to receive Jesus? Why is it that they seem so angry at me? Why is it that my friends at work, you know, it just seems like, you know, they try to give me a hard time? I'll tell you why. Because you have the word in you. And they know that you're a Christian. And the word does what? The word separates. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I have come not to bring you together. Jesus said, I have come to separate. And think about that. He said, I have come to separate. I have come to put mother against daughter and father against son. Wait a minute, Jesus, why would you want to do that? Well, now what he is saying, he is not saying that he is purposely coming to bring confusion to your life. That's not what he's saying. He is saying because of the power of the word of God and because you represent Jesus Christ. And because you have the word of God in you, when you come into a situation where there is sin and where there are people that don't know Jesus, when you come in, the light comes in to darkness. And guess what? There's a separation. Hallelujah. There's a separation because the darkness will not receive the light. And the darkness cannot suppress the light. It cannot overwhelm the light. Therefore, the light shines through and there is a separation. You haven't said one word to anybody, but your life has. And they don't want to be around the word people. They don't want to be around the light. See, there's two kinds of bugs. Did you know that? There's two kinds of bugs. Now, I know that there are many different species of bugs. I know that. But basically, there are two kinds. One kind gravitates towards the light, and the other kind gravitates towards the darkness. Amen. Now, you can tell if you're a Christian, because if you are, you won't be afraid to come to the light. You don't have a problem with coming to the light because you want your errors and your shortcomings. You want them to be shown up so that you can repent and get rid of them. Yes. But if you're not a Christian, what are you going to do? You're going to run to the dark places because you want to hide everything. Don't take your light and put it under a bushel somewhere, you know. Don't take it and put it under the bed and hide it. He says you want your light to shine so that men may see your light and glorify your Father that is in heaven. Amen. Smith Wigglesworth, old Englishman, he said, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. He said, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. You'd be surprised at how many people try to talk you out of the blessing that God has given you.
The Word of Victory has been brought to you by Antelope Valley Christian Center, which is pastored by Dr. Tom Pickens. We are located at 304 West Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster. For more information about Antelope Valley Christian Center, call 661-949-7200 or visit us on the web at avccusa.org.